This is With the First Pick, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where draft season never ends. Join former Titans GM Rand Carthon and me, Ryan Wilson, three times a week for an inside look at the college all-star games, the NFL Combine, and Pro Days. It's all building toward the big stage in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania this April for the 2026 NFL Draft. Follow and listen to With the First Pick on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan in the Fan Sports Network. The hype horn's working today. How about that? Happy Friday, everybody.
What is happening?
I would say welcome back,
Hello.
And I do mean it.
Hello.
It's nice to have you back.
I'm here. I'm alive.
Are you going to get sick next week?
Hopefully not. Fingers crossed. We're going to pray that it doesn't happen again next week.
The fourth time you've been sick in the winter? Spring?
I'm at about a once-a-month clip right now.
Poor Teddy Ballgame's just out here dumping it on you.
Dude, he's actually, like, fine the entire time, too. Like, he got a runny nose and nothing else really happens to him. Other than the one time he had bumps over his entire body. That was the one time he got really sick. Every other time, it's like he has a slight cough and a runny nose. And that's it. Business as usual. Which is incredibly hard to keep up with when you're dealing with a man cold.
It might be time for you to do the old Asian woman thing and wear the mask indoors with your child.
I think I need to start doing that. Just everywhere I go. I'm going to start wearing rubber gloves every day around the house. Stop sneezing on me, dude.
I would say welcome back because it's great to have you. I got to say a proper welcome back because I bid adieu to our producer.
Yeah.
I said, hey, thanks for filling in. It's been great to have you. Getting sleep. And he said, yeah, I'm looking forward to the sleep.
And then Brandman turns around and texts me the next morning and says, psych, come up, wake up again, good man.
Good morning, Brandon. Good morning.
Can't give it to me that easily.
Yeah. I think what I love about our producer is our producer texts us during yesterday's show.
Yeah.
I'm back. I'll be there. I'll see you Friday.
All right.
And then Dusty texts us at like 5, 6 p.m. or whatever it was and was like, Brandon will be in. Swag didn't make his flight. Swag never texts us.
No, did not hear from him.
Never says anything.
Did not see that one till later.
Yeah.
He didn't get word either?
He didn't text you?
You're the one that's affected by this more than we are.
Brandman is the middleman, apparently.
Well, I'm glad that somebody got word to you. What if we didn't get word to you? Nobody's at work today. Then we're turning around going home.
You can make an argument that
he's still listening to ESPN radio.
Swag is making the right, like, official move of calling the Brandman.
Yes.
But to not reach out to you or I or to Brandon himself separately and say, hey, so sorry. I know it's tough doing the shift because it's early.
I'm going to need you one more day.
I need you one more day. This is out of my control. Right. Hey, guys. Hope you're all right. I won't make it.
I'll be there Monday.
He just goes zero dark 60 on us.
Yes,
he doesn't contact us whatsoever. And I don't understand that thinking.
Is he alive right now? I don't know.
Too
is he there?
Yelling at TSA, apparently.
He's probably yelling about a flight. Yeah, if he got held up somewhere, I don't even know the full details of it.
Mechanical.
I didn't even know he was supposed to be back today. I had no clue. We weren't really in the loop on that.
Found that out late yesterday of like, you had said you'd be back Friday, but
yeah.
Him and I were talking like, you looked like absolute dog crap.
Dude, I was out of it. I should not have come to work on Wednesday. That was a massive mistake.
Well, I didn't know you felt the way you felt. Like, when I saw you Wednesday morning, I was like, oh, okay.
He's
in. I heard the stuffy nose building the day before.
I've never gotten sick live on the air before. That was fun. Like in real time.
Yeah, by the end of that show Wednesday, I was like, dude, he is terrible.
I should not have been. The whole way in on Wednesday, I was like, I need to go home. I need to go. Like as I'm driving in, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm going to walk in the door and turn around and go home. And then I had an energy drink and I'm like, all right, I could do this. And I got through like 2 hours and I'm like, this is a mistake.
That last hour.
I need to go home right now. I got home and I texted the wife. I was like, you need to come home.
Yeah.
I cannot babysit. I'm laying on the couch and I'm not going to move. I'm going to nap for 3 hours and we'll see how we feel. It's funny though, one full night of sleep, then you wake up. I went to bed Wednesday night at like 9:30, woke up yesterday at like 7:45, and I'm like, oh, all right. Feel like I can function now. Okay, I got an actual full decent night's sleep. I feel like I can operate. I can stand up. I can breathe again. We're making progress.
Am I wrong in remembering an off-air conversation where you said Tuesday you didn't sleep at all? Was it Tuesday?
Dude, Monday and Tuesday, no sleep. No sleep at all.
So, like, yeah.
And then you're sick on top of it, which is just that's a double whammy. You're not getting any better.
I think it was the sleep
probably even more than the symptoms.
Probably.
Because you were blowing your nose on the air, which was disgusting. Yes. And you look like you were crying because of how congested you were.
His eyes are watery.
Eyes are all watery. Like, I could tell you were out of it. But yeah. Then, like, you mentioned the sleep part, and you're not sleeping for 2 days in a row. I'd not imagine your body's like, yo.
Yo, you need a breather here, buddy.
We're already battling the cold.
I need some rest.
Now, you're not going to shut the machine down?
Can we get some HTO? I got up twice to pee because I drank so much water. Other than that, a great night's sleep. It's funny how that works, man. A little water, a little sleep, a little rest, and all of a sudden you feel a little bit better, huh?
It's very odd how that works, isn't it?
We're making progress, man. Yeah. I do need to feel better, though, because you know what I stumbled into?
What?
Somehow, some way. In my delirious state on Wednesday afternoon, napping on and off, not responding to any texts, this one almost bit me. I stumbled into Blazer tickets for tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I know.
Burying the lead.
I know. My cash daddy delivered. I had a text. I woke up from like a 2-hour nap. He was like, Dirt, hello, are you there? And I'm like, what? I don't even know what time it is. What day is it? Do you want to go to the game on Friday? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's do it. I'm in.
Wait, are they suite tickets? Because you usually get suite tickets.
They're 100 level tickets. I said I'm only going if they're 100 level. They are free, but I said I'm only going
if they're 100 level. Wait, you're getting it for
free? I'm going for free in the 100 level tonight.
Whoa. Wow.
I know. How about that?
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, me, I'm the noted P1 of the Blazers, biggest honk at the station. Let's go. I'll be there tonight banging my noisemakers.
Or waving your towel.
Or waving my towel. I'll have a full report back on what is going on in the arena tonight.
Or going shirtless.
A lot of people go topless and demand a shirt.
I mean, I did not go get my free shirt.
You didn't get one of the 200 free t-shirts?
Am I going to be allowed in?
200?
Without one of my 200 free shirts? I don't know.
Boy, the internet very split on that giveaway yesterday.
I mean, as they should be. I would say it should lean more in one direction than the other, but, you know.
What do you mean?
We're just opportunistically marketing now. We're striking while the iron's hot.
You couldn't.
Filling a void.
What is the amount of money that company absolutely calculated and said, it'll be free advertising?
Yeah, whatever, for 200 shirts.
Because, like,
that's
every
exactly
news
it.
Station was like, we got to go down there and film people getting shirts.
This is what happens when you got sharks circling in the water around Tommy D, dude. Anytime you get a story that goes slightly in the other direction, we'll pub that thing.
Me and Brandon were talking of, look, it's a tough turnaround.
Yes, it is.
I appreciate, I guess, somebody stepping up with the idea of, like, let's make something. 200 shirts at a 19,000-plus arena is like, hey, there's one.
It's a free shirt, people.
And they're not going to sit anywhere near each other. No. It's just going to be so random to see that shirt tomorrow.
And how many other people wear red shirts at Blazer games, too?
So I looked at the Dame. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Dame walk-off.
Yes, it was.
I'm really bad with anniversaries. Like, if I see it, I usually play the audio, but I don't ever really see stuff usually till after the show.
Blazers tweeted that one out yesterday. It's like, God, what a memory.
And I was at that game.
Yes, you were.
And I don't recall all the nuance in-and-out stuff because that was a long time ago. It was 2019, man.
It was almost a decade ago.
I'm rewatching the video, and you know what I don't notice? I don't see an arena full of everybody wearing the same shirt. And I'm like, did we have shirts for those games? I think people have said they did, but I'm looking at the replay. I watched it maybe seven times because Ryan Clark tweeted one out. And hell, he might have been on Media Row, and I just didn't know who he was at the time.
Yeah, he's just down a little bit further down the row.
But he was basically at my angle, which was behind the hoop Dame hit the shot.
Yes. Top of the 100 level.
Dude, I've rewatched that like 10 times yesterday. I don't see everybody wearing a white t-shirt, everybody wearing a red t-shirt. I just see
about
a bunch of different red, black, and white smattering all over the arena.
No. Jody would spare no expense. Okay?
They might have had a shirt, though, is all I'm saying. And I'm pretty confident 75% of that arena was like, I'm not putting this on.
Either way, it proves why this is the fakest outrage of all time. Because on the one hand, you have an opportunity where maybe shirts were not provided, which did not used to be breaking news that we talked about at length day after day after day after day. Or option B, it shows you that when we do hand out free shirts,
we don't really care.
40% of the arena maybe will wear them because guess what? They don't all fit.
Well,
or
people
you
have
wore
their
something
own stuff.
You wanted to wear your jersey.
You want
to
look good.
Yes. Or you got to go up, like, because a lot of times they put them on the seat, and if it's not the right size, then you got to go up into the concourse. You got to go change it out to the right size.
Oh, I would never do that.
Right? And they probably run out of what's the most common
large.
Size? Large, extra large. So you're going to run out of larges and extra larges immediately. So if you run out, you got to have some smalls and mediums in there. You're going to run out of the free t-shirts. So it proves why that was the fakest outrage of all time.
To me, it was, the outrage of a t-shirt I laughed at because I'm like, I literally don't care about this.
No.
But to me, it was more about the timing of the story paired with Tommy Two Nickels.
Tommy Two.
Like, we knew he was cheap.
I'm going to rub these two together.
And then it comes out. And then the T-shirt thing comes out, like, right at the same. It was, like, four things at one time dropped on us of, like, this guy.
And we just grabbed onto the one storyline. And it was, we're not letting that one go.
No, we're not. But if we get a towel tonight, like, I bet you if I'm watching that game, because I don't get free tickets because I'm not cool like you.
I'm going to wave the hell out of that towel if
I get a
towel.
You're the only one of us three not going to be at the
game.
Oh, yeah, you're working it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I will say, you'll be there.
I'm just glad.
I'll be there, but I'll be in the basement in the corner.
Person. Yeah.
With watching the screens like everyone else. So I'm technically, I'm in the arena,
you're
but
in the
not
building.
Really.
I didn't.
In the arena.
I the one thing I don't really miss, I don't miss going to Blazer games as a media member.
No.
I found the media room to be quite stuffy. It's like cliquish. And I'm usually pretty. I think with everybody except maybe two or three people in the market.
Yeah, you're pretty cordial.
I'm
open,
pretty good with everybody.
Have a conversation.
Right? There's no beef.
Approachable.
But it's still like, I don't want to be the guy who intrudes on the click circle dinner table. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Richmond, Freeman, Quick. Hey, guys.
You want to be the
can I sit down here? Yeah, I don't want to like impose on somebody.
We've done this for 41 home games this year. This is the first one you've attended.
Yeah, right.
Now you're going to come sit at our table.
Right.
Who do you think you are?
I know I wouldn't get a seat at the 100 level because Danny is taking the fan credential and they have all the TV people who also, by the way, barely ever show up during the regular season. Oh, they're here now.
Hey, look at that.
It's weird.
We all show up at the playoffs.
I didn't know that channel had a news person. They're never here. And now they're here. So, Sprague, we're going to need you to sit in section 207.
Yeah, you're going to sit up.
So now,
yeah.
I'm behind the basket at the 200 level and I'm sitting next to people. It's like, who do you work for? BlazersErections.com.
I'm a frequenter of that site.
All right. I'm glad you got a credential.
Rip City pitch a tent. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
GoSpursGo.com. Flew in town yesterday.
How is that possible?
Like, okay.
How many Chinese media are going to get credentialed tonight, too?
Oh, the Chinese
dude,
media. I didn't even think about that.
Guy's not even playing. They're going to be all over the building tonight.
So it's like, it's not,
and
I don't
French
enjoy
too.
It.
Wemby in town. There's going to be French outlets all over the place.
Well, and then you can't cheer. You're not supposed to cheer. Now, did we kind of raise our arms and go, oh my God, when he hit the shot against the Thunder?
Dude,
yeah,
in a moment like that when the entire arena.
Nobody sees you.
I also think, too, like that the whole not cheering in press row thing, I believe in if it's a legitimate press box. Like if you go to a football game, like at Autzen or Reese, you're not sitting in the general pop. You're sitting
in a
press box.
It's a box.
It's an enclosed area.
It's like a silent box.
Yes. And so you're not yelling every time there's a touchdown because it would be blatantly obvious. When you're in that situation at a Blazer game, you're just mixed in with the crowd.
No, you're not wrong.
So I don't mind. Like that one to me, especially in a moment like that where he hits that shot, no, like everybody's jumping up and down and cheering in that moment.
Yeah.
You can't not do it at that point.
But I'd rather. Just my old point on this is
be a
like,
fan,
I'd rather just be a fan.
Yeah, walk around.
Go in there, get a nice Diet Coke, sit in the 100 section, do whatever I want to do.
Put my feet up, watch a Blazer game tonight. I'll report back. I'll have a full report on Monday. Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise on Wednesday.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah, what do you got?
When I meet people that work for teams in our market or I meet people in and around stuff, I'm one of those like, I don't want them to get the wrong idea that I'm like, using them or
yes.
I'm not a reporter.
No.
And I don't like being I had to be a reporter 1 year of my career and I hated it.
You got sources?
I was pretty plugged in with Oregon State for the year, but like I just didn't like it. It felt like your relationships with people is more transactional.
You're trying to get something out of it.
Like I'm always afraid that they're viewing me talking to them as like, "Hey,
what's he looking for?
That's cool. Your kid's doing good. Yeah. But how's so-and-so doing his leg injury?
Right.
You know what I mean? I never liked it. I felt very uncomfortable with it. I like talking to people and meeting people.
Yeah.
There's a couple people within the org that I've met organically, and I've been afraid to reach out to them and
ask them for tickets?
No. Asking them for what are we getting tonight?
Oh, the inside scoop.
Because it might be people that would know.
You.
But I don't want that to come out as like, hey, I haven't talked to you since this time.
Right. I haven't texted you in 4 months. All of a sudden, I'm reaching out. Hey, what are we getting tonight in the arena?
But I kind of want to know, and I kind of want to break the news. Like, we're getting towels.
I mean, I think it's worthy of sending a trial balloon up in the air, see what happens.
And just saying, hey, man. Just,
boom, shoot that flare up, see what they say. Probably not going to get a response because I think they're on a non-disclosure agreement until fans arrive in the arena
tonight.
You think
it says red?
Yeah, I think you're going to get
just
left
says
on
red the whole time.
But as Michael Scott told me once, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
You're not wrong on that.
So might as well take the shot, see what you get.
We'll see what happens.
Make it even better. I'm playing 9 holes and then going straight to the Blazer game.
How did you go from missing a show because you're deathly ill to your golfing and a Blazer game? Game's not going to start until 7:45. What are you doing after the show? You have to be taking like an 8-hour nap.
Oh, I'm taking a nap for sure. Well, I'd already had a tee because it was my dad and brother's birthday this week.
This is the birthday golf day
already planned for 4:30. And I originally,
you're
when
going
I
straight from golf to the Blazer,
we're
game.
Just playing 9 holes. Yeah, I'm going to get done around 6:30, and then heading over to the most.
You got deodorant with you? You gonna have cologne?
Like, I don't know. I got to figure it out.
You smell weird, dude.
I haven't even told the wife yet, too. So we'll see how that goes. Got to break the news to her when I get home today.
Wait, she knows you're golfing.
She knows I'm golfing. Yeah,
you didn't tell her about the Blazer game.
I told her there was a chance maybe I'd be going, but I hadn't confirmed yet.
Bro, I think the congestion's getting to your head. You need to get your priorities in order real quick.
Hey. You know what you missed yesterday?
We'll see how that one goes. Hey, babe, by the way, I'll be home at 11:30 tonight.
You missed Brandon.
After golf.
You missed Brandon introducing us to his home life.
Oh, we got the backstory.
It was a Magic Hat Day.
Yes.
So he Magic Hatted.
A little taste
of who the Brandons are.
Take off my T-shirt.
Oh.
Stop wearing all my clothes.
That's a little aggressive. I wouldn't go that far.
You went strong.
Stop making my closet gross.
Hard in the paint,
dude,
huh?
Dude, he went hard in the paint.
Wearing all your clothes, huh?
Yeah, she's just taking all his clothes and not putting them back properly.
That happens in my household, too.
She had a full crew sweatshirt and sweatpants out of my closet when I got home yesterday.
How about that timing?
Just right there wearing your clothes, huh?
Just how it is now, I guess.
You're going to watch it.
All the clothes I buy are basically hers at this point.
Yeah.
Forget the piles of clothes that are in her side of the closet.
I went in my wife's closet a couple weeks ago.
This is hitting close to home right now.
And I was like, scanning. I've never seen you wear this entire rack of clothes. Looking at the drawers. Huh?
None of these get worn. Huh? But you're wearing my T-shirt for the fourth day in a row this week?
It's like 10 drawers of clothes, 2 long-ass racks. And I'm like, 88% of this stuff you don't wear. Yeah. Why do you have it?
Next time they buy something too, and you could just drop that line of like, so you just, does this mean you're not going to wear my clothes anymore? Or are you is this one going to stay in the closet too?
The UPS driver, we have the same UPS driver usually, and he's been coming to our house for years. He had a package the other day, and I coincidentally was walking out, and I was like, and I grab it. And I see the name, and it was my Atlanta Braves T-shirt I had ordered like a week and a half before. And I went, one for me. And he goes, I know, one for you. Because he knows when he's delivering,
I got one. Yes. A package for me.
He was just as happy for me as I was
for you.
Look at
you. That's a solid little dub right there, buddy.
That's a good relationship
That's a good dub.
All right, well, we got a lot to get to. We're way over it. Let's get it going on a Friday edition of Fast Break Friday. We got a Blazer home playoff game that Dirt will be at. Let's get it going. 105.1 The Fan.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
We have a lot from the NFL draft to get to today. I'm going to save that for the 8 a.m. hour. So, went a little long in that first segment. Let's make this a bit of a Diet Johnson. Good morning. Happy Fast Break Friday, everybody. Hello. Happy game day.
Happy game day.
Playoff game day.
We're the pre show. So, summertime's here, too, by the way. You look at the weather. We're here, man. Let's go.
Now we're going to get a June snowstorm. None of it's going to make sense.
My buddy from L.A. who now lives here was texting me the other day complaining about the rain. I was like, give it one more day, man. Summertime is on the horizon, brother.
Yeah.
We are fine.
Shut up.
Yeah, come on.
Shut up.
Look, you want things to be green in the summer?
I do too. Go back to California.
All right? It's nice out.
You know what? Get back down there. So a couple things here before we roll into some of the playoff stuff from yesterday, because one of those games delivered. The other game certainly did not.
Yes.
You suggested, so I went and looked up tickets, and you gave me the section number you might be sitting in. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to tonight's game, because it's officially a sellout for the Blazers end, but the secondary market.
Yeah, you can go buy secondary tickets.
If you don't want to be behind a hoop, you want like more of the side out, you are not getting a ticket for less than $450 each on the secondary market.
Pretty spendy.
Game four is exactly the same price. There's really no fall off or difference.
And I don't think tonight's game will change that in any way because they won game two. Had they not won game two and then a loss tonight, you might have been on the brink of cheaper tickets for Sunday. But
right,
since they won game two, no matter what happens tonight,
they'll
stay
dice.
Spendy.
I rolled the dice and I failed big time.
Yeah.
Now, that being said,
big time.
You had the dumbest suggestion.
Dude, I don't think it's that dumb.
Look, I know the Blazers is a big community thing,
yeah,
and we're all in on watching the team and rooting for it. And
this is where you draw the line of doing something solo?
Yeah.
This is it, sporting event?
Well, you suggested I just buy a ticket and go to the event by myself.
Based on the previous prices you were looking at, if you were going to take the wife and the two kids, how much was it going to cost
well,
you?
Well, I'm not taking the kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But when you originally thought about going, you thought about taking everybody involved.
It was going to be like $680.
How much is one ticket? In a good place
for,
to sit.
For $680, I can get a good seat. For less than $680. Actually, and almost half of that.
You go put your feet up, maybe talk to the people next to you, make a couple of new Blazer friends.
I wouldn't talk to
drink
anybody.
Yourself a Diet Coke, watch some playoff basketball.
You don't find that to be a little odd. No judgment to people out there that do it.
I don't either. No, I don't find it to be. I've never done it, so I'm not going to tell you that. But if I was in the spot where I desperately wanted to go, I wouldn't have any problem with it.
Well, you comped it to a movie. Have you been to a movie by yourself?
I have been to a movie by myself.
I've been to a few movies
by
myself.
It's one of the biggest regrets I have before marriage and child
is not going to more
movies by myself.
Fair point.
Like, I had a great time. I think I went and saw Sicario was the one I saw.
That's a great movie theater movie.
Dude, I'm sitting in there. The movie theater wasn't full. There's nobody in my aisle. It was like in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Pounding popcorn. Nobody bothering you. It was a wonderful experience.
I don't think sports and movies are the same thing here by yourself.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's something seems to be kind of... God,
I understand
somebody's
why it feels
gonna text
weird.
Like, actually, I'm going by myself. I'm gonna be offended by this. It just.
Do you love yourself, Brandon?
I do love myself.
Do you like being with yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love.
You sound like great company for a Blazer game. You don't like spending time with yourself?
There is.
You can have an internal monologue the entire game going back and forth.
It feels sad.
I'll text you from section 122.
To be on the max or park alone and walk into the arena. One ticket. And just walk in. It's not that there won't be people tonight that won't be doing that.
I guarantee you, you'll bump into somebody. You know, Meringue's going to be, you know, bumbling down the corridors. He'll come give you a high five.
I'm actively avoiding Meringue. I don't want to see Meringue.
Anderson and Heiken will come say what up to you. You got Casey over there.
And then what? Well, I'm going to go to my one seat.
Yeah. I'm going to go sit in my fan section. I'm going to cheer on my team tonight.
I almost want to start a group chat with all of them in the media section. Like, do you guys find this depressing?
That I might go
one
by myself?
One person going by myself. Yeah, going by themselves.
I think it's not that bad.
Where are you at on this, Brandon? Would you go to a game by yourself, buy a ticket to a sporting event, and just go completely alone? You know where I would do this? This is going to sound weird and a little like I'm contradicting myself. I would go to a sporting event alone if I was in another city.
Yes.
Interesting. So if you're like on vacation somewhere,
like if
or
I was down
town,
in Santa Clara for a Niner game, and
you would
like,
have no problem going to the game by yourself.
Oh, dude, I actually probably love it the most.
Right.
No pressure to talk to anybody.
You can
I
do whatever you
everything
want.
Everything I want.
Yes.
Eat the food I want.
This is what I'm saying.
It's not like that the most.
Why is it different?
Because I'm here. I live here. I grew up here. It
now,
feels sad.
I have gone to, now that I think about it, I have gone to sporting events by myself, but it's a little bit different. But like when I would do Winterhawk TV games and there'd be like a Saturday game and they would have a Friday home game.
Sure.
I would try and go the night before just to like, I don't watch them that often. I need to take some notes. Who's playing well?
Yes.
Like, and I would go, I would love doing it though, because you go in and you could sit, like the place was usually not fully sold out. So I would just go sit a little higher up and you basically have an entire section to yourself. Put your feet on top of the seat in front of you. Now that's certainly not the case tonight, but I found it delightful. Nobody's bothering you. You just sit there, watch some hockey for a couple hours and leave whenever you want.
I love our friends
now, that's
over
different.
There.
It's
that
different
feels
because
drastically different.
And it was also a work
game.
Purpose, right? Like I'm not doing that just to go as a fan on a random Tuesday night. It was because I was working the next night. But I will tell you, the experience of doing it was very delightful.
So I've had it one time, but I was actually a teenager. So my mom one spring break was like, we couldn't fly anywhere. We were too poor. So she's like, what if we just drive to Seattle for a two-night thing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
All right.
Like I was down to go anywhere.
Let's do it.
So we go to Seattle and she goes, she tells me and my little brother, you each get $20 to spend for our trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, awesome. Like $20 at that time was, you get something okay.
That's
you know,
a good amount of money.
I didn't know what I want to spend, but night one, we were walking around the Space Needle, and because we weren't staying very far from there.
Right.
Coincidentally, Seattle Supersonics were playing the Utah Jazz.
Ooh, Sonics and Jazz.
And we were right next to Key Arena. And there was a scalp, ticket scalper.
Yes.
Scalper?
Yes, I think, yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
Feels wrong to say it. I
don't know if that's one that's been canceled or not, but that's the phrase.
Whatever.
Yes.
There's a ticket guy.
Fine. Yes.
He's walking around. Tickets.
Tickets.
You got tickets?
I got tickets. They're in my jacket.
And I just happen to go, how much? How much for one? And he goes, $20. I was like, oh.
Who just happened to have $20 in their pocket?
So I turn to my mom. I go, yo, can I get that $20? Hands me the $20. I go, can I go to this game? And she goes, well, by yourself? And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never been to a Sonics game.
I want to go. Yeah, it's an NBA game. Let's
Utah go. And Seattle was still a little bit of a rivalry.
Is
like,
this like
fun.
Late 90s? What are we talking?
Yeah, this was like 2001.
Okay. So
Karl Malone and John Stockton and Gary Payton.
Dude.
They're all still on the team.
It's a great game to go to.
She gives me the $20. I give it to the ticket guy. I grab the ticket. And she goes, all right, well, I guess I'll just meet you around here in like two and a half hours. Like, yeah, I think that's right. Walked in, sat in the, not the super high up, but like a decently, 200 section of Key Arena, and I watched the whole game by myself.
Did you have a good time?
Had a great time.
You did, didn't you?
But it's not the same.
Why is it not the same?
It's not in a different city.
Look, I get why it feels taboo because people are are you the kind of person, I know you don't drink anymore, but if you did, like, could you go out, like, after a long week at work and sit at a bar?
Yes.
By yourself?
I've done it.
And have no problem with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So drinking alone's fine.
Yeah.
Going to a bar alone's fine. Movie theater's fine.
Yes.
Can you go out to dinner by yourself?
I mean, who hasn't done that?
Everybody has.
I've done it several times.
Do
in
you
fact,
feel weird doing it?
Sometimes
when you
are my favorite dinners.
That's what I'm saying. Little peace and quiet.
I don't think this is the same. So I think it's a separate standalone.
Sporting events are just different for you in your mind. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't find a difference there?
I don't. Like, I wouldn't do it because I'm not trying to drop $700 to go to a Blazer playoff game.
Let's just assume money is not a problem here.
I'm still probably not doing it because it's, you know me, like sporting events, 7:30 tip, like that's going to end
12:30
late.
Sunday.
12:30 Sunday, I would.
Blazers are up 2-1.
And I got nothing going on.
And the money doesn't matter. You are fortunate enough to say, I can spend $300
today no
and it doesn't break
it.
My bank.
I'd have no issue doing it.
You'd go.
Yeah. I'd actually find it nice and not have to talk to somebody the entire game. Just sit there, watch the game.
High five when you want to high five and ignore when you want to ignore.
Like I'm just sitting here and enjoying whatever I want to do. When I want to leave too, if it's a blowout game and I want to leave at the end of the third quarter, like I'm leaving at the end of the third quarter. It's a blowout game.
I don't want that to be our neighborhood restaurant group poll question.
It doesn't have to
of the
be
day,
today.
But we should put a poll question up on that.
Is going to sporting events by yourself weird? Is weird the right word?
Is there a way to rephrase that where it's specifically your home city? Because again, I am super comfortable. If I went to San Francisco and I was there by myself,
I see your point.
I would
about
go to
it,
a Giants Diamondbacks game and not care.
I see your point about it being a vacation is different than hometown. That point I agree with.
Because I'm almost wondering, like, how do I not have a friend?
Right.
I have friends
to go to the game.
But I'd be wondering as I walk up, how do I not have a friend to go into this arena with?
And the conundrum is that you got to find two tickets together and then have the friend buy the seat next to you so you're only on the hook for one ticket. Because if you take if you're taking the wife and the kids, you're buying everybody's tickets.
One of our listeners tweeted us, last year I went up with a buddy and his son, but I had to sit somewhere else but wanted to go with them. So I bought a ticket in the club level alone and had a delightful time. I flirted with a bartender. Blazers
Dude,
won.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not going to flirt with a bartender.
I mean, you don't have to flirt with a bar. You know.
The fact that he mentioned it tells me that that was sneakily the best part of his experience.
I mean, I'm out here doing whatever I want to do. There's nobody. I got nobody watching
me
right
now. What are we talking about here?
I can operate freely.
He didn't mention how many points Dame scored. Or not Dame, but, Scoot or Shaden or Denny. I flirted with the bartender. That means you were having a good run there.
He's having a good time.
You got a phone number, and you probably threw it away, but you got a phone number, and you're like, all right, I
probably
still got it.
Walked out of the arena, feel a little confident.
Yes.
You could get that confidence back tonight, Sprague.
I'm not going to flirt with a woman.
I can't come up with a better word than weird, so I'm just gonna put weird.
Unusual?
I think weird is the way to go.
Okay, do weird.
Because the reason you're not wanting to do it is it feels weird.
It makes me feel weird.
You're not calling people weird who do it.
I'm weird myself.
You're just saying it feels weird.
It feels weird. Feels off.
Is going to a Blazer game by yourself weird?
Yeah. Put that poll question.
I'll put that poll question up.
All right. We got a lot more to get into. I went way over. It was not a Diet Johnson, turns out. So that's probably what Friday's show is going to be.
We got a lot of fat Johnsons here today so far.
A lot of fat Johnsons.
We need a skinny Johnson at some point.
You come back and everything changes,
man.
That
is true.
All right, let's move on and we'll do it.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's actually get on the clock here. Swag would be screaming at us right now.
Go!
Put up a poll question. Is going to a Blazer game by yourself weird? Yes or no? So far, no, 100% of the vote. Ginger Fit Dad says, no, stop caring about what other people think anyways. To me, it's not about caring about what people think. If I wanted to go, I would just go. I just was telling you, for me, I wouldn't do
that. Just feel weird. We got somebody who texts in saying they go to concerts by themselves all the time, and at first it was weird, and now they've grown to love the experience, and it becomes a delightful time.
What I'm saying makes no sense, because I'm also separating concerts out of this. I go to a concert by myself.
It's interesting, the cutoff line for everybody.
I don't know what it is.
We're just trying to dissect you a little bit. That's all we're doing here.
I'm totally cool with that. Let's cut me open. Let's find out who I am, what I'm all about.
What's going on the insides over there?
Hey, there's no kink shaming on this show.
You do you, boo.
The idea, though, of having a fellow traveler, fan.
I get your point.
Friend, family member.
Somebody to share the experience with.
The high five with a random at a sporting event, it hits.
But it's not the same as a buddy.
It's not quite the same.
Yeah.
It's great community feel when we're all like turning around and we're high five. Hey, I don't know what you believe, what you think, how you feel, but right now in this moment.
Right.
We're all touching hands,
man.
It's
like your peace be with you moment in church. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hey, peace be with you,
buddy.
Peace
be with you, brother.
I don't know who you are, but peace be with you.
I don't know what your name is. Peace be with you. Yeah, there is something about that.
I see the point. It's a much better experience, I would argue, shared with somebody who you know is like-minded to you and rooting for the same team. We also just haven't had this opportunity in a while.
It's been a minute.
I was thinking to myself when
I said 2019.
Yes to go, and I was like, I think the last time I went to a Blazer game was game four of the conference finals.
Oh, really?
I have not been to a game since, because then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then then Teddy came along. It's like, I have not been to a Blazer game since in the arena since
that was
game
in 2019.
Four. That was a long time ago, dude.
Teddy ain't that old. You've had a couple seasons you could have gone.
Look, you know me. I'm not the biggest live sporting event guy. Free tickets, under level. I'm not going to say no to that.
Sure.
That's it's not really my jam anymore.
No doubt about it. We'll get into the Blazers coming up here at the top of the hour. We'll talk the NFL draft. There's a lot of takeaways from the NFL draft. I watched the whole first round.
I watched the entire thing.
I love making fun of it. I love seeing Bill Burr's yearly joke of like grown men.
This is what you get for watching the draft.
And I'll fully acknowledge all that joke he says is true. Mm-hmm. I've also become like kind of obsessed with watching the draft.
I won't watch a second of it from here on out now. I just do the first round and that's it. I watched every second of the draft last night. I had it on the phone when we went for a walk. Like I was outside. I had carrying it with me everywhere we go. Which, by the way, kudos to the NBA for having your games on Amazon Prime, so I have to switch between streaming platforms in order to watch the games.
That's been a problem.
I was able to quad box the hockey games in with the NFL draft so I could keep an eye on those, but no, we got to put Knicks versus Hawks on Amazon Prime, so I can't watch anything else. Thanks for that, Adam Silver. I watched every second. Once the first round's done, though, I'm done. Then it's like, I'll check at the end of the day who went where. Where did this guy get picked? I'm not going to watch any of rounds 2 through 7.
How about Dundon's Hurricanes? 3-0.
Up 3-0.
Ottawa.
Cost me money last night. I gambled on Ottawa. I thought they were going to win. Did you see what they did? They had a viral fan who did a song. One of those like cringy, like, ugh. I think we played it last year.
Uh-huh.
They jokingly sent him to Japan and had him film a social media video of like, I really
doing that song in Japan.
No, not singing the song, saying that the team sent me as far away from the arena as possible so I couldn't be a bad luck charm. It was actually a hilarious bit. He went along with it. He recorded a video.
He got a free trip out of Japan.
They sent him to Japan.
Dundon paid for a random.
No, Ottawa, not Carolina. Oh, Ottawa, because the game was in Ottawa last night.
I was saying, this is
that
not
makes
Tom
way
Dundon.
It was sense.
Yes, Tom Dundon's not doing that. Right? They don't even have janitors in their arena. Right? The players clean up their own pee and poo.
That's Tommy Two Quarters sending you to Japan.
They sent him over to Japan. He went along with the bit. And then they still ended up losing. Yeah. So maybe he's off the hook. He's not the bad luck charm anymore.
Let's get to this. What is going on with the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic?
Ugh.
I mean,
you got punked and then you didn't show up.
Dude.
They call that your manhood after game two.
It, Gobert has kind of outplayed him.
And you turtled and didn't show up.
It's very odd. And then how about our old guy CJ McCollum?
Old CJ.
Playoff CJ.
He is back.
Yeah, just ruining the Knicks' lives.
I'm no villain. I'm a nice guy with two kids and a wife.
I love the takeaway from Blazer fans, like just memory-holing one of the worst moments of his entire career. Like, CJ's always been this.
I mean, he gave us some really good moments.
I'm not saying
he
didn't.
One game.
I've seen a lot of those of like, you guys acting like you're surprised. This is who CJ's always been. Like, dude, Come on, man.
Unfortunately, one of our last memories of him is the step out of bounds.
Come on,
man. There's no doubt about that.
He had good moments, but let's not act like he was always dominant in the postseason.
Well, what's going on with Jokic and CJ breaking the Knicks' heart? We'll get to that coming up next on 105.1 The Fan. All right, welcome back in. We've got the T-Wolves howling up 2-1. That game really was over at halftime. They came out the gate, 11 points, a season low for the Denver Nuggets in a quarter. And so they were out from the start down 14, and they never really, I mean, I think they cut it to like 13 or 15 in the second half, but largely it was the Timberwolves dominating things. And Ayo Dosunmu turns out to be one of the best trade things that's happened for Minnesota.
I remember on trade day being like, never heard of this guy. Who the hell is he? And watching last night and seeing the box score, and I'm like, oh, okay, that came in useful.
And Ant Edwards hasn't even, like, he's been good, but he's not been stellar.
No.
And Minnesota's, I mean, Rudy Gobert's playing really well, and Denver was without Aaron Gordon yesterday, surprisingly, to a calf injury.
When did that happen? Did that happen in the last game? I did not know that he was not expected to play.
I wasn't aware of that either. Okay. I found out like right before the game started he wasn't going to play, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And now Denver's down 2-1. And look, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, they've been in tough series before. They were down 3-1 famously in a series in the bubble and came back and won the series.
Yes, they did.
Jokic he's not playing well. His defense is hot garbage. He cannot shoot the three. And, you know, people are speculating how healthy he is off of the knee injury and all that stuff. But it's funny how some athletes, it's like, well, he's got to be injured if he's not playing well. And other athletes, well, he's mentally soft if he's not playing well.
Sure.
This is debatably the worst series of his career. And Denver right now is in a weird spot where Minnesota's got a lot of confidence. Jaden McDaniels is balling out right now. They called this team out by name.
Yeah.
And still took it to them yesterday.
That's why I think it was so embarrassing for Denver, and why I saw, I think, a Nugget fan say it was the, you know, one of the most embarrassing or worst losses of the Jokic era. It's because of that. And by the way, like, to shout guys out who played well, if you're going to run your mouth like that after winning one game in a series, a la McDaniel saying they suck on defense, we're attacking all of them, you better come out and play a good game three. You cannot do that and then just disappear and fade to the background and act like you didn't say it. He came out and was really good last night, one of the best players on the floor. I think he was their lead, was he not? Or I guess not the leading scorer, but second leading scorer and leading scorer in the starting lineup. The Jokic thing is tough because he's not, when he's not good defensively, which he's never been an elite defender, but he seems like a little bit more of a sieve on that end of the floor right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add that to the layer of he's just not making threes. Like, that's one of the things that makes him arguably the best player on the planet. I don't know. I'll pull up what his percentage is in the series. I know he was really bad in game two. He was 2 of 10 from three last night. He is shooting for the series 20% from three. 2 of 7, 1 of 7, 2 of 10.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, when you're taking that much volume, I mean, to be, what, 5 of 24 so far at this point in the series, that's horrendous. And so if that doesn't change, he's just going to need help from some others. And this is where I do want to be fair, because on the one hand, you got Anthony Edwards, who hasn't done a ton, but he's up 2-1 in the series because his others are helping him out and they're playing really good basketball right now. You mentioned a couple of the guys. Jamal Murray has just been pretty awful in this series. He was awful in game two. Last night, he had 16 points on 17 shots. He was 0 of 5 from 3. Like, you look at the rest of their starting lineup, dude. Cam Johnson had 6 points in 24 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Jones, who they had to put in, 6 points in 28 minutes. And Christian Braun, 2 points in 24 minutes. 0 of 4, didn't make a field goal. So you're not getting any help from anybody else in the starting lineup. All of it comes to you. He's having to shoot more threes than he probably feels comfortable doing. And he's not making a lot of them right now. And so they need Gordon back. I think both of these teams reek of teams that will have these peaks and valleys, especially especially throughout the course of a series. We've already seen it, even in the middle of a game. So I don't think Denver's done yet. But that was almost an emasculating loss. Like, somebody calls out your competitive fire and your lack of desire on the defensive end, and you just get punked in the first quarter.
And they look more fired up as if you called them out.
You just roll over and die. Yeah. Like, that's the bigger concern I would have on Denver's side. I think Jokic will have a good game. He'll get going. You hope Gordon will be back. But that was an alarming loss for that reason to me last night.
How about our guy CJ in Atlanta? Well, that game was good. They were up 18, but New York was going to – they came back.
Talk about runs. I mean, that's been that story of that series so far.
Atlanta's an interesting spot. Like, when the team is not the easiest sweep team and they're in the playoffs, the building's buzzing. But because of the market with the basketball, it's like 40% the other fan base as well.
Yeah, a lot of Knicks fans down
there. It becomes like almost like a title fight in a weird way of like – the crowd is split of who they're rooting for. Yeah. That's an Atlanta home playoff game. It's like, hey, we've sold it out. Half the people here, though, are rooting for the road team. They have LeBron jerseys on or Knicks jerseys on.
Boston
jerseys. Yeah. Like, but then the Atlanta crowd gets even more going because, well, they're Atlanta fans, right? But CJ McCollum, man, he continues to be the story of the series. Mikal Bridges.
What are we doing, dude?
Yikes.
What are we doing?
Five. You want to call it a Magic and Bane, you're fair to do that.
Yes, the Mikal Bridges
trade
is the
picks.
Same.
He was 0 for 4?
3. Didn't make a shot. 0 points.
21 minutes?
21 minutes,
he was
zero
benched
points.
In the fourth quarter for McBride?
Yep. And McBride was doing, I mean, he was at least making shots, knocking down some threes.
I've said this, OG was really good in this game. I thought Cat defensively was good. I think it's a really hard thing to play with Brunson at times on offense because he's so dribble heavy.
Yeah.
And it's just... like you see in the last couple possessions, they have to be bailed out by somebody on a miss because he's not like the biggest setup guy.
No.
And that last possession, just in a nutshell. It's like he's dribbling. Now he's going baseline. Oh, he's fading out. Oh, he's going to kick it out to Hart. Hart's not quite there. Ball rolls out. Hawks win.
How do you, like, just not even getting a shot off? And there was, what, 7 seconds, I think?
Oh,
with
it was
CJ?
A decent
like,
amount of time, yeah.
And they called their timeout, so you're inbound on the ball on your side of the court. Like, there's no excuse to not at least get a look off.
Not great.
That was a horrendous final possession. Also, by the way, shout out to Jonathan Kuminga, who was a really weird story, and it wouldn't go away, and he's going to get traded.
Why he's been really good for them,
and he was awesome for them last night. And so a guy who he was gambling on himself, get me out of here, give me an opportunity, a place to let me play.
Yeah.
Atlanta's done that. He's been really good. It goes back to almost a larger question about New York of, I think it was Becky Hammon who said this on ESPN a year or two ago, and we lived through it in the last era of our organization. Like, can you win at the highest level when your best player on your team is an undersized point guard who's not good defensively?
I think you can if you have the right pieces. The problem is they gave all of their pieces for a guy that they can't play in the fourth quarter.
21 minutes and 0 points.
Like, Towns, good defensively. Yeah. OG, stellar.
Yeah, OG had a great game last night.
We know Brunson can ball out. I think if you have other stuff around it that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can. I don't know if it's like, is he leading it versus is everybody kind of going together? But
right.
Yeah, I think to answer the question, I think you can, yeah.
It'd be really funny if they fire their coach after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals last year and then get bounced in the first round the next year. But yeah, I'm sure it was Thibodeau's fault. He was the problem here.
He's definitely the issue.
Nobody else is an issue.
So Atlanta and Minnesota. Hey, by the way, what did we say yesterday on the show, Brandon?
That was the parlay.
Home did you dogs. Hit the parlay?
Home dogs.
Just home, no. Yeah, just home in general. I said T-Wolves and Hawks, but Raptors came through too. So
they did,
it was all home.
Yeah,
teams.
It was all home underdogs.
I need one more from Toronto before I pay attention to that series.
I didn't watch a second of it.
Yeah,
I had nothing on it.
I did not turn that game on.
Toronto's not real, and if Toronto beats Cleveland, Cleveland was never real.
You
know, if it goes 7, Cleveland's probably not real.
NFL draft, Raptors, Cavs, not a tough call there.
Loaded second hour, Blazers hosting their first real home playoff game since 2021. Let's dive into it. Game 3. We'll talk about it hour 2 on The Fan.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.